You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will be getting into the good stuff tomorrow, really starting to get into this matchup between the Browns and the Jets here as we wrap it up again. No real news around here for this team. I would imagine some point this week they are going to have to bring up a running back. I would imagine Sean Drone will be promoted to the 53-man roster. They will have to cut somebody at that point. Do you know what is the benefit of waiting until Saturday? Why would they do that?
No, there is no benefit. I would think it'd be, well, essentially, it's a last minute. He's going to be a part of the game plan, and he's going to be out on the practice field, you know, playing his role for this football team. And I think in some cases, they're going to wait till the last minute to do it until it needs to get done, essentially. There's really no benefit to wait till Saturday, because out on the practice field, he could be the starter on the practice squad, you know, and only be and make the move on Saturday. So it really doesn't matter. There's no advantage or disadvantage, but I'm sure in some cases, you know, Cleveland Browns have a tendency to be the last team to make those kind of moves.
Is it tough to be somebody on this roster knowing that there's somebody who's on the 53 right now that's not going to be on the 53?
Yeah, it is. It is. But only if it's a rookie, because you're hearing stories from the veterans and, you know, where your head should be and what you should focus on and so on and so forth. A veteran who's been in this league over a year who's you know, made this team or has seen, you know, their former teammates, college teammates, go through something, or again, the continued conversations with veterans about what can happen. And until it's like Friday, you're in jeopardy.
But everybody. It sounds like it could be even up till Saturday with Sean Drone, because you know that move's coming.
Right.
Until that move comes, you don't know that you don't know that you're safe there. All right, folks. Hopefully we can start focusing on football here and getting positive about this. At least week one, getting excited for the game. I've been waiting for this for a long time, 8 months.
And I'm backing my statement up. The Cleveland Browns have there's a high likelihood in my eyes, Matt Wilhelm's eyes, that they could be 3-0 heading west.
Start at the Jets, home for Tennessee, home for the Raiders. Three very important games for that team to get started on a good note. They've got to do it right now against the Browns. Week one that starts against the Jets. We'll get into the hump day matchup report tomorrow here as you take a look at the Browns and the Jets. For Dave DiNatale, for our staff writers at ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.